Bees across the country have been struggling with die-offs linked to insecticides and the varroa mite. It's a problem that farmers, beekeepers, and scientists have been tracking for a number of years now. And last year turns out to have been an especially bad year for beekeepers and their bees here in Wisconsin. 60% of honeybees in the state died, a rate beekeepers consider unacceptable.
Nate Beck reported about the issue for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Nate, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, can you put the numbers in context for us? How bad is the 60% die-off rate for honeybees in Wisconsin last year?
So many beekeepers consider 15% to be an acceptable die-off rate from year to year. So if you're looking at 60%, that's about, you know, four times, you know, what is manageable. And in six of the last 7 years, the bee die-off rates have been above 30%. So we're kind of in a period where strong bee die-offs are kind of a common occurrence.
And so does that take it to the point then where it's unsustainable? A beekeeper can't maintain their hives from season to season without some imports.
Sure. So yeah, basically, you know, we spoke with a beekeeper here in Fond du Lac. She has seven hives, and all seven of those hives died off in the last year. So basically, she's importing all of her bees from overseas, in some cases from Russia. But also from California and the South. So they're coming from all over. Imports have really become a big way to replace these dying stock of bees.
And I want to talk more about the importing of bees in a little bit, but first, what do we know about why the bees are dying off in Wisconsin and why it seems to be at a rate that's higher than the rest of the country, at least it was last year?
Sure. So I guess the primary reason, according to the USDA, is The varroa mite, which is kind of an insect that invades a lot of the beehives, and you know, basically, if gone untreated, it can you know, kill off some of these hives. Also, you know, insecticides are partially to blame, used in cornfields, and then lack of wildflowers and other structure in fields can also cause a lack of food and cause the bees to die off.
Talking to Nate Beck from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, about bee die-offs, particularly bad in Wisconsin, particularly bad this winter. And we want to hear from you, by the way, at 800-642-1234. If you're a beekeeper, we'd like to hear your story. If, crossed fingers, things have worked out okay for you, or if you've had this problem, are you getting out of beekeeping? If you're a farmer, do you rely on local beekeepers to help keep your fields going? Call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Nate, that's the ultimate worry, isn't it? That there might not be enough hives of these honeybees to fertilize fields, to pollinate fields.
Sure. A significant chunk of Wisconsin crops, you know, rely on honeybee pollination from year to year to you know, continue to sustain themselves. I mean, there's a saying within the beekeeping community that you know, one third of every bite you take comes from a bee. You know, that's fruits, nuts, and the like. So they're really kind of an integral part of you know, how we eat food and our quality of life. So.
Well, Nate, let's talk about the importing of bees. I know that some of the beekeepers you talked to were in the importing business, which is something I didn't really realize was booming as it is. But tell us about what happens when people in Wisconsin import their bees. Where do they come from? How does it work?
So we spoke with a gentleman in Rhinelander. He has really built quite a growing business there. He travels from California during, I guess, peak bee season in the spring and brings back semi-truck loads of honeybees to the state and distributes those across the upper Midwest. So basically, this year he'll haul about $750,000 of bees alone, and that's not counting all the beekeeping supplies and whatnot that he brings back to Wisconsin. So people are reliant on it, and there's quite a bit of demand.
And you wrote that demand may be exceeding supply, given that this is not just a problem here in Wisconsin. Bee importing may be booming, but there may not be enough bees to import at some point.
Sure. Yeah. You know, people in California are kind of faced with the same problem. Bees aren't dying off as quite a quick pace there. But this guy in Rhinelander, Chris Hansen, he had pre-ordered about 4 semi-loads for Wisconsin and was only able to pick up about 2.5 or 3. So folks out there are also being faced with this.
And in terms of that particular bee importer that you're talking about, he also talks about the price spike that's happened in terms of importing a hive. It's gone up quite a bit, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, about 10 years ago, if you wanted to get a hive's worth of bees, it would be about $35 or $40. Now it's about $140. So it's really kind of shot up as bees have died off and more folks have you know, try to get into this market. So,
are people leaving the market, especially beekeepers who, like the one you mentioned, lost all of her hives? Are people calling it quits these days?
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, this beekeeper in Fond du Lac, she says that at some point it may become unsustainable. But, you know, with media coverage sort of around this bee die-off rates, a lot of people are actually saying, hey, why don't I give beekeeping a shot? So you've got a lot of backyard beekeepers and amateur beekeepers that are you know, trying to get into beekeeping, you know, to try and sustain the populations now. But that kind of creates its own set of problems, too.
And you talked to some beekeeping associations, at least one, I think, that was based in Door County, and they said it's sort of a moving target right now, figuring out how to keep hives healthy. So how are they adjusting to problems like this big die-off from last year?
Sure. So basically, you know, beekeepers have a couple of different tools to fight the varroa mite. One is called oxalic acid, which is a chemical compound found in rhubarb leaves, and then there's also over-the-counter varroa mite treatment strips that you can buy. So beekeepers now are really kind of using a combination of both to try and treat these varroa mites. And then there are, you know, also other treatments like essential oils and whatnot. But really, it's kind of you know, a process of trial and error. Beekeepers see oxalic acid treatments as almost a necessity now to try to mitigate their bee losses from season to season.
Is there a hope of maybe breeding a bee population that might be more resistant to this varroa mite down the road?
Sure. The University of Minnesota, I believe, is kind of working on this. There's some folks here in Fond du Lac are hopeful that eventually there may be a bee that is bred that can you know, better resist that. But right now, there's some thinking that Russian bees are more resilient to the varroa mite. But that's kind of up to interpretation, I suppose.
And are they optimistic, beekeepers in Wisconsin, about the future, given this bad year that they're trying to bounce back from?
Sure. No, I think beekeepers that we spoke with here are, you know, see their job as a critical one, and one that's really important. You know, I think it's sort of an uncertain future, and I wouldn't say that beekeeping kind of in the future will cease to exist. But yeah, it's going to take some time to really kind of figure out what best is able to control the varroa mite.
You mentioned, in addition to the mites, insecticides being seen, commercially used insecticides being seen as part of the problem. The people you talk to in the bee industry, are they hoping that there are changes in how those insecticides get used?
Sure, and the interesting thing is, you know, there's a lot that just the basic, you know, homeowner can do to try to, you know, create an environment that's, you know, that's helpful to bees. If you're spraying insecticides, you know, don't do that during the middle of the day when bees might be flying around. You can do that at night. Read the labels. Sometimes insecticides can wear off after a few hours and not be harmful to bees. You know, make sure you're checking that. And then you can also kind of plant wildflowers and other things that bees like to keep them so that they can continue to feed on that. So.
Let's take a caller now. Tom is with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I was just listening. I think just a couple of points that probably need to be made in terms of pollination and agriculture here in Wisconsin. Most commercial beekeepers who bring in hives for pollination They don't overwinter their bees in Wisconsin, and there is a large beekeeping, commercial beekeeping industry that consists of migratory beekeepers moving from state to state to pollinate crops.
And Tom, what was your second point? We're a little short on time.
Well, my second point was that those are the key things to keep in mind, that the commercial honeybees are not native to North America. They were imported to begin with from Europe.
Tom, thank you for those points. I appreciate that. Little short of time. And Nate, any word about taking the bees somewhere else in the winter?
Sure. I guess as northern climates are more affected by these honeybee die-off rates, I guess I wouldn't doubt that. Some folks I spoke to, though, were overwintering their bees here in Wisconsin. So I think that there are folks here who are trying to make that viable. Not every beekeeper has the resources to take their stock elsewhere.
Nate, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure. Thank you much.
Nate Beck is a business reporter based in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac with the USA Today Network, Wisconsin.